Blog Talk Radio.
When it- Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of Jawanza for Life. Oh, my God. You all are lucky. I almost started singing. I almost started singing along because you can't listen to a Melba Moore song and not be compelled to start singing along with it. Oh, that's my song. I am so very, very pleased this afternoon. First, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I am very special to be able to bring to you someone who you know, someone who you love, someone who actually needs no introduction. Because once you say the name Melba Moore, everybody knows who you're talking about. You say Melba Moore, nobody says who. They say where. You know? So I am just so very pleased and thankful to, on this day, to be able to speak with once again someone you've seen. Oh my God, you go back to Pearly, you go back to Hair, oh my God, you go back through all through the 70s, just hit after hit after hit into the 80s, oh my God, the 90s, and she is still here. Talk about longevity. Oh my God, I want to get to my guest. You all are in for a treat today. Thank you for tuning in to Jawanza for Life. Without further ado, you are the next voice you're going to hear is that of Queen Melba Moore. Welcome back to Jawanza for Life, Queen Melba.
Oh my goodness, what an introduction, Queen.
That's right.
Thank you for such a warm welcome. Thank you.
Oh, it's such a blessing to have you back and to hear your voice again. And I know that the listeners are very, very excited as well to be able to listen to you. And I want to invite everybody to call in. All you have to do is press 1 on your telephone if you want to speak to Queen Melba, and I'll bring you on board. Queen Melba is going to be in Washington, D.C., Friday and Saturday, back in D.C. Again, you know D.C. loves you. She's going to be over at Blues Alley, and we'll give you information about that throughout the course of the show. Tickets are still available, so I'm going to give you numbers that you can call to, so you can make sure that you get a seat, because I'm sure if you don't, it's going to be standing room only. They might have to turn some people away, because I know that Melba's back of house. Sister Melba, how have you been?
Oh, just so good and so well. I couldn't be better. All I could ask is just more of the same. Things have been going very well for me. Thank you for asking. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you're coming back to D.C. I know that D.C. loves you, and I'm telling you, when people hear that Melba Moore is coming, they want to know where. And it doesn't matter. That was back in the 70s. That was in the 80s, the 90s. And here we are in the new millennium, and people are still saying, when you see Melba or hear the word Melba or the name Melba, it's where. It's not who. It's where. And, you know, people, let's talk for a while. We've got an hour, and I want to, you know, give the listeners an opportunity to speak with you as well. But, you know, when I have you on the show, it is such a beautiful thing, because I know that people are not just going to hear about the music. They're going to hear about God. They're going to hear about
right.
faith.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I'm excited. So, but just for those who have followed you for so long, you have so many fans, generations of fans. I mean, you have fans dating back to the, again, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and you're picking up new fans along the way. Just
yeah.
for those who might not know about this journey of yours, where did it all begin? You know, I like to find out from people, how did they get started? Because by the time we see them, the entertainers, they're famous, they're making hits. You know,
right.
So, but where did it start for you? I mean, because people have known you for acting, people have known you for singing, you know. So where was the beginning for Melba?
Well, you know, you just remind me, I just did a huge, wonderful outdoor concert in Newark, New Jersey. And so now a lot of my students that I taught when I was teaching music came to the concert. So we have people coming from a lot of different factions of my life that go back before I actually got into the industry. But I started as a backup studio recording artist for, solo celebrity artists like Aretha Franklin or Dionne Warwick, people who were soloists, because I was doing studio work. But on one of the recording sessions, it happened to be for Galt McDermott, who wrote the music for the Broadway show Hair, and he was being accompanied by his colleagues who wrote the book and the lyrics for Hair. And I got into the industry actually when my father, who is still a practicing musician in his 90s, so that's my role model. I'm just getting started, okay? when I let him know that I wanted to try to be a performing artist, he took me to some of his colleagues in New York City, where I was actually born and started my life. And I met Valerie Simpson, who was then an aspiring songwriter and a studio singer and a jingle singer. And she actually started me in the industry as a professional singer, but in the recording studio. And I was getting ready to say one of the recording sessions that we did happened to be for the writers of the Broadway musical Hair, and they invited everybody who was on the session to come and sing for the director and the producer of the Broadway show, because they were still casting for black strong singers. And I went and auditioned I didn't audition for it. I just sang for them, because they really weren't auditioning us. They had really kind of basically said, we've been singing with you for the last 2 weeks, and if you want to get in, if you want to do Broadway, then we approve of you already, but we'd like to have the producers and the directors hear you as well. And so that's how I got my first Broadway show. And I started in the chorus, but by the time I left, I auditioned for and got the female lead, and in so doing became the first black actress to replace a white actress in the lead role when I replaced Diane Keaton, and she left the Broadway show Hair to do, I think it was Play It Again, Sam was the Broadway show she went to, starring Woody Allen. But then they paired up and she went into film to become a big film star. But I wound up replacing Diane Keaton in my first Broadway show, which was the musical Hair. I didn't have an agent or a manager at the time, but one of the girls in the chorus told me about auditions for what turned out to be my second Broadway show, which was Pearly, which gave me a Tony Award, gave me, you know, my own TV show. I eventually, very shortly, got a recording situation as a solo artist for the first time. And so now I was going back into the recording industry, but as a solo artist. And that was the beginning.
Wow. And all of this happened while you were so very, very young. I mean, you had a lot of success early. It seems that a lot of people struggle along for a long time and go unnoticed before they finally get their big break. But it sounds as though you got your big break right off the bat.
Well, I did, but not quite off the bat, because I spent a couple of years teaching school first. And so for me, that's kind of starting late. I mean, because usually, especially singers, maybe an instrumentalist takes a little bit longer. But usually kind of you're born singing. It's something you have. I mean, you can develop, but you have to be able to already have the gift when it's because you're the instrument. So I don't know. I feel like I paid my dues too. Although once I decided, you know, to try show business, it happened for me pretty quickly. Yes.
You know what's so interesting, Sister Melba, is that, you know, for at the time that you came along, I just want to call you a pioneer. I want to use that word because, especially when it comes to, you know, blacks on television, you had your show early, back in the day when there weren't a lot. There was some, but there weren't a lot of, people. We couldn't turn on the TV and, you know, see a Melba Moore. And then even when with the times changing, I mean, you were on television with an afro, you know, and
right.
So, I mean, just back then, I mean, we looked at people like yourself, Diane Carroll and others, you know, you all were like, you know, you were our heroes, you know, sheroes, because there weren't a lot of people that we could turn to and turn on the television. And so I remember when I was a kid, every time your show came on, you know, I'm camped right in front of the television, you know,
right,
just feeling a part of something that, because you didn't see it all the time. So,
right.
I mean, just when you look back and think about how the times have changed now, it's nothing to turn on the TV and see a black show. But back then, before all the sitcoms, the black sitcoms, I mean, you were on television. How was TV for you?
Well, it was very exciting, to say the least. And you're right. I guess I kind of shy away from saying pioneers, except that you really are. I guess I feel like I don't want to take credit for being at the right place at the right time. But once you got into the, you know, for instance, the television show, there weren't any role models, and we really had to kind of create as we went along and kind of take from our lives and, get used to being in the media, because I hadn't done television before. I hadn't done theater before, so you had to really kind of learn on the job. So you really are pioneering. I can understand that looking back on it now, and I wonder how in heaven did I have the nerve to say yes to get into something like that, and you really don't know what you're getting into. But you say, right. Yeah, let's go. Let's give it a try.
Well, I know that a lot of people, a lot of listeners, you know, we can remember, and, you know, just having followed you, you know, through the years, I know that when you are out and people see you, I know that you've heard so many stories. People come up to you and they may have told you that, you know, that song, that's my song. You know, I fell in love on that song, or I broke up on that song, or, you know, I made a baby on that song, or, you know, I mean, just over the years to have people and to hear the stories about people who, you know, once you meet them, you meet them, but prior to that, you don't know them, and your music has touched people on different continents. I mean, you could go do a show in London, and people come out and say the same thing. You know, I fell in love on that song. You could go to Germany, and somebody say, I fell in love on that song. You know, so just to be able to have that type of exposure and to be able to touch lives, and we know that music does touch lives, how does that make you feel, just to be able to know that you could go to another country where you might not even speak the language and you know nobody, but everybody knows you?
Well, it's really nice right now to be able to have a quiet, peaceful moment to reminisce and ponder those things, and that is quite amazing, because what you allow me to do is get on that side of it, because when we're doing the other thing, I feel like I miss a little bit of it because I have to focus so much on what I'm doing, and as you know, the gift of longevity is there the longer it is. You know, in the beginning, everything comes self-contained and it takes care of itself, and when you get older, you got to maintain it yourself. So you have to make sure that your health is in good shape and that you're looking your best. I mean, right now, I mean, the industry has changed so much. Whenever you go out anywhere, everybody's got a cell phone. That's a camera. You know what
right,
I'm
that's,
saying?
That's a good point.
And so yes. Now you give me the opportunity to kind of sit back and say, oh, yes, that is really marvelous. And you think so much about making sure that the music and everything is right. You kind of forget that it's more than that. You're touching people's lives in a very, 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 very personal way. It makes me feel really glad that I took the care and the concern to try to do my best, because now you just played There Is No Other. Now, that's a very, very old song right now, and I remember, you know, working with Jim McFadden and John Whitehead and my now ex-husband, Charles Huggins, trying to find these songs, and them making the right deals and finding the right producers and trying to develop my style in the recording studio. I mean, you know, I come from the classroom, and you can sing and everything, but you ain't got no style. You're not no professional yet, and even singing jingles and everything. I mean, some people know who they are, but you have to develop your own persona. I mean, because, you know, you also have, like, in the beginning, like, well, you don't sound like Aretha Franklin, or you have some white people telling you you're not black enough, or you should be the—I mean, it's confusing. So looking back now, I said, oh, my God, what a journey. And you really are amazed that, thank God, the music was successful. You did, you know, get out there. There's so many people out there trying to do what you do. There are far, far more many artists than there is room for people to actually make an impact. So you give me an opportunity to say, wow, thank you, God. Here comes God again, right?
All right.
You had a plan for us to do something that touched our own hearts. That, you know, we know we're touching people when we want to do that, and we got a chance to do this. Now you've given us longevity so that we can look back and see how it really is, how it feels. It feels differently now, of course, than it did then. And to say, you know, thank you to the people for being the other side of my career and my dream. And thank God I try to do things positively, in a positive way. And I think it's pretty doggone amazing, you know, that you don't really know where you're going to go or how it's going to wind up. You hope for the best. And that you made some strides and you are now considered among the pioneers because you came along at a time that was great for you to get some opportunities, but you also had to kind of pave the road that it hadn't really been done before. So it's pretty doggone amazing.
You know, sister, it is amazing. And when you think about the fact that, for example, that song that I played opening up, There Is No Other, I know that there are people, and I was one of them, that, and this was before I had ever spoken to you, I was one of them that would play the song. This was before CDs and 8-tracks and all this, you know, this, we had the component sets and we put the needle to the vinyl and play the song all the way to the end, sing every last note, pick the needle up, bring it back to the beginning, play it again, you know. And that's what, unbeknownst to you, while you were doing whatever you were doing, people were doing the exact same thing with your music, playing it to the end, picking the needle up, putting it back at the beginning, and listening to it again. And we would wear records out like that, just playing them over and over and over again. And, again, you know, I oftentimes think about artists who are out there, and, you know, they might make a record, and then they, you know, they're doing what they're doing. They're working on an album and, you know, doing whatever it is that they're doing. But while they're doing that, people are falling in love off your music. Some people might be breaking up. Some people might be making babies. You know, that's power, you know, to be able
to... Yeah, and you know, what you remind me of is really what music is. And, you know, I think it's important to take this moment and realize that's what music does. I mean, we all kind of know it, but it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that it is. It's very, very powerful. And again, for you to be here after all of these years, generations, I'll give you, this is just an example of how long this speaks to your longevity. People may have been single and in junior high school or even elementary school when they first heard you. And now they may be grandparents. Okay.
That's right.
And you're still here. You know, that's
right.
That's longevity. Now, their children have grown up.
Okay.
Now, let's talk a role, because I know that in the business and the industry that you've seen it all, okay? You've seen them come. You've seen them go. You've seen the ups. Mm. You've seen the downs. What role... Now, I'm going to ask you to put on your reverend hat here. What role has God played in your life?
Oh, gee. Well, I've had some really, 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 really difficult times, and I'm sure now, after having some longevity, that those are the times when you start to look for what is life and what are the details and where am I? Who am I? What's going on here? How do I make some sense out of it? And on the reverend side of it, you're warned and told that it's a battle, and that, you know, you're going to have to struggle and suffer. Then you start to learn what you can't fight all the battles. You can't. I mean, if you have a dream, you can't. We all want everything. We should want everything, and you may be able to get everything, but not all at once. So you have to learn to prioritize. You have to learn order. You have to learn what's true. You have to learn the difference between good and bad, for real. I can say this all now because of longevity, but this is a difficult... life is difficult for everybody. I mean, I don't care if you have everything the way you think it ought to be. You're going to have some challenges that make you say, God, what is this? Where am I? You know? And
that's right.
And you can move and work, and then sometimes you just, even if you ain't tired, you got to stop and just kind of let things happen for themselves, and so you can kind of let the dust clear and see not only what is life, but things keep changing. So what's going on now? How where do I belong now? What community, and what is God doing? And sometimes things don't look like they're changing, but they're always changing. And then some things look like they're changing, but don't go with that. I mean, the thing God is, he don't change. And some of these things are mysteries. I focus and major in God because I believe the only way you're going to learn anything that's worth learning is he has to reveal it to you.
Okay.
And so I keep trying to see, okay, who are you today, Lord? What are you saying today? So naturally I got to go to the scriptures to find that out. He says that's where you find it out. Or you don't forsake coming to where I want you to fellowship with other people. So you got to go to church because he says that. And, you know, even if you don't know what you're going for, you go there and he says, I'll meet you there. My presence will be there. And if you do this on a regular basis, I'll tell you which battles I'm going to fight for you or what your part is in it. You start to see who you are. And after a while, if you have a little longevity, if you can last that long and have that much patience, you'll see that there is a pattern. And I guess that teaches you, okay, that's not good, this is good. And, of course, you're always checking to see if you're in line with God. And it all turns out wonderfully. Even the terrible things turn out to be for your good and for everybody else's good. And you wind up with people calling you a pioneer instead of a punk.
Okay. Well, you've definitely stood the test of time. And, you know, that says something about you. That says something about who you are, who, you know, God made you to be. And the plan and purpose that God has for your life is to obviously, one of the things is because there's, of course, more than music, but one of the ways in which God has used you over the years and continues to use you is through music touching people's lives. And right now I want to give the listeners an opportunity because I know they love you or else they wouldn't be tuned in. So the fact is I want to give you all an opportunity to win something, okay? We're going to have a giveaway here, okay? We're going to give away a 7-CD set, okay? That's right. You heard me. We're going to give away a 7-CD set to the first person who can name Melba Moore's mother's given name, birth name, okay? I know they done ran to the computer. So the first person
so you can Google
who can give
everything
me Melba
today.
Moore's mother's name, okay, we're going to give you a 7-CD set of Melba Moore hits or albums, okay? So, all right, I'll wait, okay? Make sure everybody knows. Boy, the line's just already. I want to let everybody know that Melba's going to be at Blues Alley on Friday, this Friday and Saturday. That's August the 1st and the 2nd. Okay, tickets are still available. And if you want to figure out how you can get tickets, I'm going to give you the number to the Blues Alley ticket office, and you can call them, and then they can, you know, hook you up. It's 202-357-4141. That's 202-357-4141. You can get your tickets online, or you can do that over the telephone, okay? So, again, the show is Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. both days, okay? So ticket information, 202-357-4141, okay? Now, Melba, I got a surprise for you, okay?
Oh, love surprises.
I got a surprise for you, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Now, see if you recognize this voice, Sister Melba. You're on the air with Sister Melba.
Hi, Melba.
Hi.
How are you, sweetheart?
Is this Sarah?
Yes.
That's good, okay?
You are marvelous. How did you get that? How are you, Melba? I've been listening to you.
Oh, I'm really, really well. I know you're fine. You doing okay?
I'm doing fine. I am so happy to be your special surprise guest this evening. I've been listening to your words of wisdom, and I tell you, I often learn from you. You always say you learn from me when I write my prayers, but I learn from you. And it's so good to have someone like yourself as a friend, and you've been so supportive of the things that I do. And, you know, we've been working together sometimes.
Yes, yes. And how long ago was it we just were together out there at the resorts?
That was in June, wasn't it? Yes, it was June.
Yeah, that was great. That was good.
And and let me tell you something, Jawanza, Melba put it out. She put it down.
Oh, no, Sarah killed them dead. They say, don't go in there. She's killing people.
No, you stepped into my life. Those people were stepping into the sister's life. I'm telling you. Yes, it's so marvelous to hear you, and I want to wish you grand success and blessings this weekend at Blues Alley. I myself am planning to come down there as well. So don't burn the stage down. Leave some for me, okay?
I might have you come up there and burn it up with me.
If I'm in the area, I certainly would be happy to come there and do that.
Good.
I wish I could talk longer, but they're waiting for me. I have to run over to the studio and do some other stuff. But Jawanza,
Sarah
thank
was
you
on the last night, Sister Melba, Queen Melba, and Queen Sarah Dash, by the way, for the listeners. This is Sarah Dash who called in to surprise Melba. She was on the show last night, Queen Melba, and
great,
he was
great.
Oh my God, we're still floating.
I know that's right, because Sarah is no joke. She's a brilliant young woman, and you haven't seen anything. She's got great entrepreneurial skills, great ethics, great community service work. She's getting ready to blossom.
Oh, thank you, Melba, and you are too. I mean, it's like God gives us a second chance, every time we can get one. I'm telling you, I do know that Melba Moore will grasp it, and so will Sarah.
That's right.
Yes, darling, have a great weekend, and hello to all of my D.C. fans. I'm going to call them and tell them to come out and support you this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah. I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you, Sarah. I love you so much.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's nice to surprise people. Wasn't that a surprise?
That's a lovely surprise.
So, again, to everybody, again, I'll give you the question for those who are just tuning in. We're doing a giveaway, okay? If you can tell me the name of Melba Moore's mother, okay, that's all you got to do. What? If somebody gave me, if that was all I would have to do, what I had, before they said mother, the phone line would be lit up and I'd be having to answer, okay? So if you tell me Melba Moore's mother, then you get a 7-CD set of Melba Moore classic hits and albums, okay? So all you have to do is press 1 and I'll bring you on board. Also, if you have a question or you just want to say hi to Melba, all you have to do is press 1 and I'll bring you on board and you can talk to Queen Melba Moore, who's going to be at Blues Alley this Friday and Saturday from 8 to 10 both days. For ticket information, 202-357-4141. Wow. I am just thrilled again. I'm trying to make it up to Blues Alley myself because I just to see you live, I'm sure is just an experience, you know. What I'd like you to do, we were talking about God. Okay, and the role that God has played in your life. Now, this is a question I wanted to ask you because I know that with all of the notoriety that you receive as being, and I'm just going to use this word because for lack of a better term, and I think it fits, being a superstar, okay, with all of the notoriety that comes along with being that and the images that are put out. You know, we see people on album covers. We used to see you pitching on album covers. We would see you on TV and hear you on the radio. But when you go home and, you know, after all of the $1,000 gowns are taken off, you know, this is where people have
to do. $20,000.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. The rings were $10,000.
Right.
Okay,
right.
The dresses were $20,000. Okay, well, when you go home and look at yourself in the mirror, and I think that a lot of times people lose themselves in the industry because oftentimes, I guess, producers or record label executives or whatever, they're trying to fashion you into this particular person and they're trying to tell you to be this way because this is what the public's going to accept. And I'm sure it's easy for an individual to get lost in that and to lose their soul in that whole process. So talk about how You use faith in God even to keep you grounded so that when Melba Moore hit the stage, what we saw was what we got, and, you know, you didn't lose yourself in the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's become a ministry, and God is first, literally and figuratively. Usually, if I'm not working, I go to church in the morning. I'm Catholic, so I go to Mass first thing in the morning. And sometimes I can go to a Mass as early as 7, and I take communion, the body and the blood of Jesus, and we believe that it really is his body. He says, eat my flesh and my blood, or you have no life. So that's what I do, and I take that literally. And if he, every once in a while, he allows me to come out and sing. Well, he's been allowing me to come out quite a bit. So that when I look in the mirror, I'm just trying to see how to make my face and everything decent enough to go out in public, but it's not makeup, it's not you know, another persona. It's the born again Christian going to see if God will fill me up with his presence, and he will continue to reshape and reform me, tells me what I should eat and what when it's time to fast, and how really to let my spirit be fed and try to starve the flesh as much as possible. And that gets to be, it would only be a diet or working out if that's was first. But since God is first, it's spiritually driven and motivated. I understand quite clearly that not only am, you know, is my singing and everything and acting whatever else a gift from him, but your very life, your breathing, that's the Holy Spirit. You don't have him, you don't breathe. And that,
right.
that's really literally first. So that by the time I get to the stage, I feel like it's almost another person.
Mm-hmm.
It's because yes, now you do dress up. Now you do. I do consider what do people want to see and feel and know. Is my voice in good shape? You know, did I take care of it? You know, is my body in good shape? Can I move around? Can I have a good time? Can I bring the joy of the Lord to this audience? And I think pretty much I'm an instrument there, and he takes over because people say, well, I thought you was much taller than that. I thought you was much bigger than that. And
right.
I think his spirit is very, very big and magnificent, and this is what he wants to do, and he wants to use me. That's what I think you see.
Wow.
I mean, I think a lot of times we try to leave that in the church, but everything belongs to him.
Mm-mm-mm. You know, I think one of the beautiful things about you, Sister Melba, and I've interviewed a lot of people, is your down-to-earthness, if that's a word. I just coined it, okay? You're so down-to-earth, and it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to hear your genuineness. You're a people person, I could tell. So, you know what? Just for being who you are, I have another surprise for you. How's that? You ready?
I get a reward for being me. I love that.
That's right. For everybody listening, all you got to do is be you, and you'll get a reward. You are on the air with Melba Moore. Thank you so much. Hello, you're there.
Am I supposed to speak now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. This Melba, listen, I don't expect you to recognize my voice, but I saw you for the first time on stage, doing Pearly.
Oh, okay.
And you inspired me. My goodness, you just got down, kind of squatted, and you just put your face almost to the floor and came up with this high, long note. Oh my God, it was one of the first shows that I'd ever seen in New York, and it just inspired me. And I went on to I never made it to Broadway, but I did do some film. And your co-star grew up in San Diego. I knew him from San Diego. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Cleavon, my love, Cleavon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I used to follow him. He would if I heard that he was performing the poem The Creation in a church or wherever, I would go And just to watch him. And so when I saw him on stage in Pearly, I could see him doing that creation poem. And it was, the two of you were just fabulous. And thank you so much for giving me that energy. And I hope that in The Color Purple, I shared some of that energy with you. Do you know who I am?
Wonderful.
Don't know who it is yet?
I stumped her.
Tell me, please.
Well, let me just say this. You are so beautiful, but this line doesn't fit you. You sure is ugly.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Melba? You know who this is.
I'm still not sure.
Well, do you remember Suge Avery in The Color Purple?
Yes.
Okay, that's me in the film.
Oh, my God.
In the film, Margaret Avery, not Suge Avery. But, you know,
absolutely.
We don't know who inspires us or how many people out there who you have inspired. And I had to make this phone call in to let you know, because I've seen you on different occasions and never got to really speak to you. You were also
right.
Like the queen of a San Diego parade maybe like 25 years ago or more, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see you then. We also have both worked with Matthews.
Oh, Michael Matthews? I've been watching your work. You've been doing wonderful
Michael
work
Matthews.
More recently,
so our
too.
Paths
yes.
have kind of crossed, but not at the same time.
No, but I've been watching your fabulous work more recently, too.
I only know one person in D.C., but I'll call them and tell them that they have to go to Blues Alley.
Every little bit helps.
I'm going to get off the phone
yes.
and call him right now.
Oh, it was wonderful hearing you and finally talking with you in person. And
well,
you do wonderful
time,
work.
The next time I see you, I'm going up to you and saying, Melva, this is the person you inspired almost 40 years ago.
Well, I'm so, so grateful that happened. I am so grateful because you're very, very talented.
And God is good. I know
yes.
that you're very, very spiritual. He takes us through our ups and downs because people don't know how tough this business is.
Right. It's mm-hmm. really tough.
So I'm going to go on. I've got a rehearsal. And I just wish you so well, sister. I know that you will be doing well this weekend. Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend, yes.
This weekend.
And congratulations to you. You do marvelous work, and I know you're working on something great again.
Thank you so much. I've been blessed to still be able to memorize. You can see me in being Mary Jane when it starts airing again. I play Gabrielle
okay.
Union's mom. She's a star of our show.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to your work.
Okay, you keep on kicking, girl. I say, hey, as long as I can kick my leg up, I can still get out there and, hey, show my stuff.
That's right.
Show your candy, baby.
All right, yes.
All
thank
right,
you
I'm
so
signing
much.
Off. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless
thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Melba, you inspiring people you didn't even know you inspired.
Well, that's one of the great things. You really don't know who's watching you. So I warn everybody, be nice.
Again, to all of the listeners listening, if you have a question or you just want to say hi to Melba, all you have to do is just press 1. I'll bring you on board and you can say hi. Having a fabulous time here in the studio with Melba Moore. She's going to be at Blues Alley this Friday and Saturday. You want to check out, you might want to check out both shows. Once you go on Friday, you might want to come back on Saturday and bring somebody with you. I'm going to give you the number where you can get tickets. It is 202-357-4141. I'll repeat it. That's 202-357-4141. That's the number to the ticket office at Blues Alley. You can get your tickets online, or you can get your tickets over the telephone. And again, that's this Friday and Saturday, August the 1st and the 2nd. Showtimes are from 8 until 10 p.m. And, of course, it's in D.C., so you know that's Eastern time. So, again, does anybody have the answer to the question? Okay, we're giving away a 7-CD set. Now, if you all don't answer it, I could use a 7-CD Melba Moore set myself, okay? It's a 7-CD set of Melba Moore classics and her hits, all her albums, and you get that autographed, an autographed 7-CD set, I might add. All you have to do is tell me Melba Moore's mother's name, and it's yours, okay? Just press 1, and I'll bring you on board. Melba, this is a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for me to just let you know just how much, again, we love you. You sound so strong. You know, you sound so, you know, sometimes when you talk to people that have been in the industry for a long time, they sound worn, you know, but you sound, you sound excited.
You say it so nicely, worn. I say, whoa, out from the flow up.
Toe up from the flow up. By the way, everybody, if wherever you are, even if you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, and you know and you're sitting out there wondering, well, when's Melba coming to my city? When's she coming to my city? Let me give you the web address, and you can check out her website, and they will have the dates and the times and all of that. Okay, it's melbamoore.com. That's her webpage, melbamoore.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Melba Moore, and then that's the number one, not the word spelled out, but the numerical number one. That's on Twitter, Melba Moore 1, okay? And for those of you who are in the Philadelphia area, on August the 9th, Melba Moore is going to be shooting a video up there in Philly, and you might want to check that out, okay? So go to her website, okay, and you can find out all that information, okay? So if you're in the Philly area and you want to be a part of this video, okay, check out the website, tell you all about it, melbamoore.com. Okay, we've got about 15 minutes left, and she's got a new CD, by the way, and a new song that we're going to play at the end of the show. It's called Just Dance. You got to hear this. Oh, my. You've got to hear this. Now, you all remember McFadden and Whitehead? Okay. Melba, could you tell them about this song, Just Dance, and how that came about?
Yes, well, I'll just remind our listeners, because I really don't think enough has been given in terms of paying homage to the contributions they've made to, you know, R&B music. But everybody remembers Ain't No Stopping Us Now and some of the other wonderful songs that they wrote for the OJs and Teddy Pendergrass and some of the other Philly International artists. Well, Gene McFadden has several children, but one of his sons is named Dominic McFadden, and the music writing and the integrity of the music runs in his genes, and he wrote for me two songs that are on my upcoming album. The album is going to be called Forevermore, Forever, M-O-O-R-E, and I have actually three singles. Love Is, the second one is What Can I Do to Survive, and you can go on my website and on iTunes, I think, and Amazon.com to hear all of these songs. But the most current one is called Just Dance, and it's just so wonderful, so simple, and so positive, just in the tradition, really, of McFadden and Whitehead, but by Dominic McFadden, who has his own style, his own way, his you know, having been brought up by Gene, he's been taught the integrity of the lyric and the story and making sure that it's very strongly constructed. And he writes with a young man by the name of, what is it, Phone Notes? It's P-H-O-E, Faux.
Okay.
I wanted to give him credit, too, because he actually does the producing and the engineering. And the two of them, I think when you hear the music, you see what I'm talking about. I can say is so many different things, and it warrants it, but nothing speaks for the music like it does itself. And everybody has been so receptive to it. I think I got me a smash hit. I mean, because it could be great and this and all, but if people don't like it or they don't buy it, then it doesn't really make a difference. But I think with everything I'm saying, it's also a hit.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. By the way, let me ask you a question, because you got so many hits, okay? And we're going to play Just Dance at the end of the show, just so that everybody can, you know, you're going to want to run out and get it. But because you've had so many hits, if you had a favorite Melba Moore song, what song would you say is your favorite song?
I don't know if I know what my favorite one is, because every once in a while I'll have a chance to go back and listen to some of the old songs that I forgot I even did, and I said, wow, that's really, really good. But I guess the thing that kind of stays with me is Lean On Me, written by Van McCoy, because no matter who I sing it to, they love it. They could be, you know, a kindergarten group of little white kids, and they'll say, whoa, well, where did that come from? It just has a magic to it that I enjoy singing it almost like it's the first time I sing it every time I sing it, and I enjoy listening and watching the response of people to it, if they play it on the radio or if it's being performed. And, you know, after you've performed a song a very, very long time, the record version is very, very, very different than the performance, because it just, I don't do a whole lot of different things with it, but you grow and your ability to capture what you were trying to do in the first place is better. And so I guess I like Lean On Me by Van McCoy.
You know, I watched that today. I watched the one of the awards where actually Gladys Knight introduced you, and you came out there and you tore that song up. I was like, my God, I don't know how she hits and holds those notes. See, some people can hit a note, but they can't hold it once they hit it, you know. And you kept holding it.
Kenny Rogers would say, you got to know when to hold them.
That's right. By the way, Sister Melba, somebody's got a question or a comment they want to talk to you, so let's bring them on board.
Okay, welcome.
Okay, 6246, you're on the air with Melba Moore. Welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, welcome.
So you, thank you. Melba, you know you talked about all songs and everything, but most people don't know that I know. I love the song I Am Your Lady. And when you say that, that really hit me, because it really talks about being somebody being in your life and they special and everything, and you just want to let them know you're the world to them. And
yeah.
I'm kind of glad that you put that song out. But it's just kind of like put on the shelf and I don't hear it as much. It's just like that's a song that really touched my heart.
Where are you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from California.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm calling from California.
That was one of my favorites, too. I've been building my career back, I have a wonderful manager now, but I basically had to do, like, what were my most popular songs and songs from my Broadway shows. And by the time I get through, now, because I've had a long career, I don't really have space to perform and do some of the really great songs that I did, like I Am His Lady. But I'm hoping that as my career is built up, and certainly this CD shall help do that, and I make the rounds, then I can get to the next stage, which would be I could do whatever I feel like doing.
That's right. But also, my birthday is tomorrow, and thank you, Melba, and you're really special my part.
Well, happy birthday, and thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday, my brother.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling in. Melba, we got another caller. Who else wants to say hi to you? Okay, let's bring you on. Okay, caller number 4372, you're on the air with Melba Moore.
Hi, Brother Jawanza. This is Jennifer calling in.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Melba. How are you?
Great.
Okay, I was just calling to say I love your music. My favorite song is You're All I Need to Get By, and Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And I don't know if I missed the What's Your Mother's Name or not, but Bonnie Davis. So I'm not sure if someone else called in before me.
No one called in before you.
Unfortunately, Queen Jennifer, that wasn't the answer.
That's her professional name. We need her natural given name.
Okay, I didn't get that.
But
thank you for calling.
Appreciate your call.
I love you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jawanza.
Thank you so much, Queen Jennifer, for calling. Really appreciate that. Thank you. Anybody else got a question or a comment for Queen Melba? All you have to do is press 1 on your telephone, and I will bring you on, and you can make your comment again. We're giving away a 7-CD set of Melba Moore classics, all of her albums, all of her hits, and all you have to tell me is Melba Moore's mother's birthday, okay? And I might have to, like I said, I'll get it myself. Because, you know, if that's all somebody told me I had to do, what? I'd go find that answer, okay? Again, Sister Melba is going to be in D.C. Everybody in the D.C. area, make it a point to get out to Blues Alley. Tickets are still available. Here's the number where you call to get ticket information, 202-357-4141. That's 202-357-4141. That's this Friday and this Saturday. Showtimes are from 8 until 10 p.m. And you can, you know, get your tickets online, or you can get your tickets over the telephone, but that's the number to call for ticket information, 202-357-4141. Sister Melba's got a new CD out, or a new song out, a new single out. Oh, my God, it's called Just Dance, and that's what you're going to do when you hear it. You're just going to get up and start dancing. That song, right? That was the perfect title for that song.
Yeah.
I mean, Sister Melba, what would you say again? Well, not again, this is the first time I'm asking this question, but what would you say to people who are aspiring to get into the industry and they see your longevity, and who better to learn from and to get advice from than somebody that has done it as, not just for as long as you have, but to have had the success that you've had? Who better to tell them how to do it? What advice would you give to somebody trying to embark on a recording career or even an entertainment career?
Well, I definitely encourage them to go for it. If it lasts a day or your whole life, the experience is incredible. It's a slice of life that is very, very dynamic. And the arts just make you more human, and they can make you more humane. But I would say this, look for the worst and hope for the best. But keep on trucking. Try it. It's an incredible I think it helped me find God and find myself and find my calling and my place in life. Not everybody's not necessarily going to be an artist, but you know. And if you're listening and you're not interested in being an artist, I'm sure you're interested in being the best person that you can be. So go out and experiment. Go learn as much you can. When I say go to church, I mean find a church home, because if you want to do poetry, if you want to do dance, if you want to do computer skills, and they don't have it, make them start it, because it's the church's job to nurture and train you. And I don't know how many African Americans that are not as old as I am realize that, you know, when we were slaves, we were taught to read by reading the Bible. So the education comes from God. So I would encourage you to go to different community events and church events, because they're supposed to nurture you. And if it's show business, well, then take an instrument. Even if you're not going to think you're going to be that great at it, or you're not going to do it professionally, especially a piano, because it teaches the rudiments of music, and you get into an intimate relationship with the music. You have an instrument that you touch, and the keyboards are kind of the most basic instruments. So when you learn to read the notes and the time signatures and all of that, it's a good basic tool to have, even if you don't really get good at it. And you know, if you're not going to be a professional, make it a hobby. Get involved, because it makes you more social. Some people are very shy, and sometimes I would suggest that they take public speaking, take exercise classes, and get into some kind of choir or singing or music, because it just touches the soul and it makes you a better person.
Wow. Sister Melba, we got more callers. They're coming in. Somebody might have
Yay.
The answer. You know what this – I bet you – I know what this is. She got the answer. Okay, 4372. You are back on the air with Melba Moore.
You know, Brother Jawanza, you know I had to call back. And I hope I'm not wrong again, but Gertrude Melba Smith.
Melba?
Gertrude,
you got it.
Melba Smith.
You got it.
Oh, okay, yeah, yay. Okay, all right, because I had to call back. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you.
You have just won a 7-CD Melba Moore set of all her albums, her classics, her hits, you know. So congratulations to you. That is awesome. I'm happy for you. I'm envious of you. I'm envious of you. You got the answer. What I'm going to do is, after the show, okay, I have the number. I'm going to call you, and I'll give you the information that you need to contact to have your prize winning sent to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, and congratulations again. Okay, we've got another caller. All right, caller 4306. You're on the air with Melba Moore. Hello, caller 4306. You're on the air.
Hello, 214306.
Yes, that's you.
Hey, Melba, if you just dance, if you just dance, Oakland, California. Who am I? Melba.
Melba.
Hello, Melba.
Hello, is Melba. Melba, you still there? Let's try it again. Melba, are you still there?
This is her long-time fan and friend.
Let's see here. Okay, this, we're going to get her back. Okay, you're calling from Oakland, California?
Yeah, I'm a long-time friend and fan of Melba Morris. Yes, I am.
You step.
In my life, and I'm oh so happy. My name is Eric. Eric Cummings.
Eric, Melba, is that you singing?
No.
Oh,
no,
somebody else
me.
Was singing in the back.
And that sounds just
okay,
like Melba.
Okay, Eric, we're going to put you on hold for a second, all right?
All right. Okay.
All right. All right. Okay, we're going to get Melba back on the air. Callers, thank you so much. Wow, this is a fabulous show. I am so excited to be able to have as a special guest Melba Moore, and she's going to be at Blues Alley this Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. both days. Okay, let me give you ticket information for those of you who might want to check her out if you're in the D.C. area. The ticket information is 202-357-4141. That's 202-357-4141. That's for ticket information. You don't want to miss this. Tickets are still available, and we have had a fabulous show so far trying to get Melba back on the air. She had a surprise. Sarah Dash of LaBelle called in to say hi. Suge Avery from The Color Purple. Margaret, Suge Avery from The We're very excited to, again, have had the opportunity. We're trying to get her back on the air now, and so we ask for your... Let's see. Did she pick up? No. Okay. Well, again, everybody, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jawanza. We're gonna play "Lean on Me" while we try to get her back on. Okay. So while we're playing the song, we're gonna try to get her back on. So don't go away.
Just let me walk this road of life with you, step by
Okay, we're back with Melba Moore. Melba, are you there?
She got it right. Can you hear me?
You there? All right.
Yeah, so she got it right. That was fabulous.
She hit it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, Melba, we're going to bring you, you had a caller who called in, a surprise from somebody that you know. We're going to bring him back on the air. Okay, caller, you are back on the air with Melba from Oakland.
Hi, Melba.
Hi.
Have you just danced? Have you just danced? You stepped into my life and I'm oh so happy. Who am I, Melba?
Oh.
Oakland, California.
I know, but. And you're,
Oh, no. The Raz Room?
Yes. And
it's Eric.
Eric. Eric, I haven't heard from you for a little while.
If we just dance, if you just dance, we'll look
in the
mirror and your heart of place.
How do you know that already?
Level. Because I know it already. I'm going on tour with it. Just kidding. I'm so proud of you, Melba. I talked to Ron a few weeks ago, and I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, and you look beautiful.
I didn't know that you had talked to him, you know?
I called him. We're trying to get you out here. You got to come out here, Melba.
Yeah.
You got to come out here. You got to come
doing
out
all right?
Here. Congratulations. I'm doing fine. I'll be 46. On Saturday.
Well, come back when you grow up.
Oh, no, you didn't. I love you, Melba. You don't fall in. Thank you for the music.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
You love. I'm in love. Love's coming at you. My love's coming at you. I love you, Melba.
That's,
have a good one.
That's
you,
my
you
Eric.
Very soon. God bless you.
So good to hear you.
Thank you, Eric.
Forevermore. You forevermore. I love you.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Melba, you got a lot of fans. A lot of people love you. See, now, he's in Oakland. You're in D.C.
Yes.
He's in Oakland. You know, people love you everywhere. I'm surprised somebody doesn't call in from overseas, but you know. The callers.
Well, Ron,
again,
actually, Ron's been getting some calls from overseas, yeah.
Wow. I believe it.
Praise the Lord.
I believe it.
Yes.
Anybody else have any questions? Last opportunity to say hi to Melba. We've gone a little bit over. I don't want to hold her. I don't know how much time you have, Melba, but if you have a question or a comment, you want to say hi to Melba, now's your last chance. Okay, we've already, the prize has been won. So, again, congratulations to Queen Jennifer. Looks like somebody else has a question. All right, so let's see. Or a comment. Melba, you're very popular. 9164. You are on the air with Melba Moore, 9164. Hello? Caller, you there? You pressed 1. 9164. You're on the air with Melba Moore. Okay. 314 area code. Hello? 314 area code. You're on the air with Melba Moore. Okay, maybe they're shy. Maybe they got shy. Okay, Sister Melba, again, I want to thank you so very much. Again, to all of the people in the D.C. area, you want to make it a point to get out there to see Melba Moore. If you go to the first show, you're going to be calling back to see if tickets are still available for the second show. And I'm going to give you the number to call, 202-357-4141. That's Blues Alley. Melba's going to be at Blues Alley this Friday, this Saturday. That's August the 1st and August the 2nd. Showtimes are 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. The number to ticket information is 357, that's area code 202, 357-4141, or you can get your tickets online, or you can get your tickets over the telephone. If you're not in the D.C. area and you want to know when Melba's coming to your town, check out the webpage. It'll have all of her tour dates on there, and that's melbamoore.com. Again, melbamoore.com. You can follow her on Twitter at melbamoore, and then that's the number 1. Not the word, but the number 1. Again, to the people in the Philly area, Melba Moore is coming to your town to do a video. Okay, that's right. You heard me. She's coming to do a video. If you want to be a part of that, all right, this is what you do. Check the webpage, melbamoore.com. There'll be more information about that. Sister Melba, I want to say thank you not only for myself, but for all of the listeners whose lives that you've touched for decades. Again, we have fallen in love, and, I mean, it has carried us, and we go back. There are some people like myself who just go back and listen to your songs over and over and over again. This morning I was playing Melba song music all day long. The song that you had, Love Is, I remember when we first heard that, my wife was around here singing the song. Just singing the song throughout the house. Again, you are an awesome soul, and you've touched us in your humility, your genuineness. It comes shining through every time we speak. And I'm honored to have had you as my guest today.
Well, may I just say thank you to you and your listeners for supporting me, and you for doing such a wonderful job of giving the information out so that people can come and see me do what I do. And, you know, you connect us with our audiences, so you're very, 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 very vital. I want to thank you. I've enjoyed this so much.
Thank you so much, sister. Again, to the listeners, you have just heard from Queen Melba Moore. You've loved her for years, you've heard her, and if you've never had the opportunity to see her in person, well, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, she's coming to D.C., Blues Alley, you know where it is, okay? But I'm going to give the number one more time, right? 202-357-4141. That's Blues Alley, ticket information, 202-357-4141. You can also get your tickets online, or you can get your tickets over the telephone, okay? Don't forget to follow Melba on Twitter, Melba Moore, and that's the number one, not the word, but the number one. For tour dates for those who are all across the country, melbamoore.com is her webpage. I have all the information for you. Sister Melba, we're going to play your song. We're going to play the song Just Dance. Going out, okay? We're going to dance on out the door.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Juwanza. Bless you.
All right. God bless you. Talk to you later. Thanks, Ron. Take care. Melba, thank you. We love you. Everybody, just dance. Okay, you know what? We're having difficulties with the Just Dance, so, okay, you know what? I'm going to play another Melba standard for you, okay, that you can just listen to and enjoy and reminisce and remember. Okay, this is what you know her for, but I want you to get out there. You want to hear Just Dance? You're going to have to go to the concert to hear it, okay? Now, Lean On Me.
Just let me walk this road of life with you. There
Hanging out all day long and play.